Exit by Death. The last episode was called The Chicken Tree. Funny name, but it was a horror show, horror episode. Let's continue on that. Why are we here? What are we doing here? This place, so-called Earth. We are not on Earth anymore. We were actually never on Earth. I don't know where this place is, but this ain't Earth. There's nothing natural about anything here. Not about us, barely even the animals. They are supposed to live here, you can see them. But us, we are not supposed to be here. I don't think so. I mean, we need to cut our nails, cut the hair. The hair grows abnormally long. Why is that? If you don't cut your hair, it's gonna just keep growing. That is weird. Why is nobody thinking about it? Why do you need to go to a salon to cut your hair? Why do you need to cut your hair at all? Don't you find it strange? It doesn't make sense. Why is nobody thinking about these things? Why is nobody realizing? Why is nobody seeing it? What animal needs to cut hair? Go to a salon, cut my hair. Hello, please cut my hair, cut my beard. The beard, you don't cut it, it's gonna grow until your knees, all the way down to your toes. Toenails, you don't cut them, you won't be able to walk. They will grow out long and all kinds of nasty shapes and weird. Maybe we are in hell. Like, maybe hell is this way. I mean, hell is maybe, I mean, okay, I get it, the Bible, I do believe the Bible, I'm just speculating here, but what if this is some kind of pre-hell then? I mean, you got the hell where you burn and stuff, but this place is kind of like pre-hell. Either you go burning or, I don't know, maybe you get saved and go to heaven. I know I won't, I'm a sinner, obviously, but I wonder, because if you were in hell, and you would burn forever, burn and burn and burn and burn. At some point, I think you would get used to it, that the suffering would end. You would say, okay, I'm in hell, I'm gonna burn forever and ever and ever and ever. It will never end. And this is where I will be, this is my home. My home is hell, and here I am. Fine, let's and keep on burning. At least in a way, you kind of get calm. You won't have anything unknown anymore. There's no future, there is no, okay, there was maybe past, but there's only present and future. There's no future. I mean, the future is the same, always burning. And in a way, it's calming. It would calm me down personally, that knowing that, okay, here I am, I'm burning, I'm suffering, and this is it. There's nothing more, there won't be any more. But here, in this place, we don't know. It's like, maybe you get saved, maybe you go burning. Maybe this, maybe that. Maybe anything, maybe everything, maybe nothing. Nobody knows. It's the unknown that is very, extremely disturbing to me. It's very disturbing. I don't understand how people, so-called humans, can function in this unknown state. But actually, this is not an unknown state. I'm not talking quantum theory here. As an unknown future, they don't know what will be, and then they will die, and they are so okay with it. I think this is hell. This is hell. And you build a home, you cut your trees like a chicken, as my last episode talking about it. You got your chicken tree, and you got your nice little home there, and you build it and you fix your carpets and walls and couches and get a nice car. But it's all temporary. They will all be taken away from you. Every one of it. Every single piece of it. Not even a page of book you can keep for yourself. You will die. 100%. Zero chance of survival, basically. 100% chance you will die. Zero chance that you won't die. Zero. And I think this is hell. This, in this state, this is a kind of hell. because there is no static item, there is no static point, there is nothing to hold on to. Friends die, family die, parents die. If you're lucky, you will see them die, as in it means you were lucky enough to get old and you see others die. That's the lucky on this place. I mean, they go like, oh, I'm old, I'm so lucky. You're lucky to see everybody die. And if you're quote unquote unlucky, then you don't get to see them die. It means you died. So it's like either you see others die or you die yourself. The whole thing is disturbing. It just doesn't make sense. And then nobody knows anything. Nobody knows anything. You can't ask for help from anybody. There is no guidance. There is nothing. There is the Bible, but the Bible is extremely difficult to understand or read. And there are so many different translations that makes your head spin. And obviously, one is wrong, one is right, one is this way, one is that way. I keep changing Bibles. Then I realize, oh, this one removed God's name, this one removed his son's name. Why are they removing them? What is going on? I don't know Greek language. It's a difficult language. The text is written in Greek, old Greek. And where are the rest of it? The pages, is it hidden in Vatican? Who has the rest of it? I mean, clearly there is missing information in the Bible, clearly. And there is a section in the Bible, there is a verse, I think, I'm not sure, just paraphrasing, my memory is not good, I'm no expert, that one of the apostles was saying, Yehoshua or Yeshua, God's son, that people usually call him Jesus, he said so many things that it would take so many books to write about it. And I think I mentioned this in some other episode. Now, why did they not write these things down? Where is the rest of it? I want to know. Where is the rest of the information? It's just cut off. What happened to Adam and Eve? Where are their graves? Where are they? There are no prophets anymore. There are no mystical anything. There are no guidance. There are no angels. You can't see any angels. No more. Something has happened. Okay, we have to realize that something has happened. I think maybe after the time of Yeshua, or a bit before him, something changed, something is error, something is not right around here. We can't see anymore the angels, the beings, even the demons and the fallen ones, the giants, they're all gone, dead. But even the demons, we cannot see them anymore physically. Or the people who go on DMT, they call these beings machine elves, the little ones, and running around and doing things and dancing and giving advice or tricking you. I'm not sure what they're doing. I'm sure they're always around us, at least around me. I can feel them. Like right now in my room, it's full of them. They're maybe listening to me or playing around, moving things around, but we can't physically see them. And why is that? We are like, it's like a punishment or an outcast. We are like outcasted into this meat body, wobbly meat body. We are imprisoned in it. We can't see anymore the other things that God made, the other beings, the angels. We are cut off. There's nothing. And I see and read, well, not see, I mean, I read and I've seen videos of people that talk about Yeshua, talk to us. The Holy Spirit, they call it, or Holy Ghost, or Holy Breath. I use Holy Ruach HaKodesh, that they get guidance, and but they talk as if they physically hear words. I have doubt on this. I'm not calling them a liar or anything. It's strange to me because nobody else does. Nobody hears words. I don't think we can hear words anymore. I think Yeshua, I'm not sure how to say his name. So I use both Yehoshua, Yeshua. I'm not comfortable with using Jesus. I think He was the last. That was it. He came here. He did his thing, and he told us his thing, that doing things that God told him to tell us, to lead us back to God, Yahweh, Almighty One. And after that, there are no mysteries anymore. And people buying crystals and searching, and on X, especially the social media platform, it's full of them. It's full of these New Agers. I don't even know what they call them. They're so awake, New Agey. Oh, look at my crystals. You got to do this healing. There is no healing. Look around. Who's healing? They're all dropping dead. The hospitals are expanding. Does that look like healing happening? Does that look like immortality is on the way? No, it doesn't. Everybody's dying. They're dropping like flies around us. Our own family and we ourselves, we will drop. The next day, people talking about, oh, no, wait, you eat a bit honey with a little lemon and you get healed up. Sure you do, buddy, sure you do. I don't think so. Honestly, I don't think so. Of course, there is this placebo effect, sure, but placebo, I don't know, I can't talk, pronounce words correctly. Sorry, I'm an alien. I'm not from here. I don't know how to talk. Yes, English is my first language. No, I'm not some weirdo. I just have a problem with language. I know other languages. It's the same problem with them. Nobody knows where I'm from. I don't even know where I'm from. I'm from hell, I used to say. Maybe I'm from hell. Getting a second chance and I'm failing at it. Either way, I don't know what to call this episode, but one thing is for sure. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody has any connection to above or below directly, like physically. And I will end this episode, as I often say, what the hell is going on? Thank you and goodbye.